It's Thursday, July 31st, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, the U.S. economy expanded at a surprising 3% annual pace from April through June, bouncing back at least temporarily from a first quarter drop that reflected disruptions from President Trump's trade wars. Economists had forecast 2% growth from April through June. America's gross domestic product rebounded after falling at a 0.5% clip from January through March. From April through June, a drop in imports added more than 5 percentage points to growth. Consumer spending registered lackluster growth of 1.4%, though it was an improvement over the first quarter's 0.5%. Wednesday's GDP report showed inflationary pressure easing in the second quarter. In other news, President Trump said on Wednesday the U.S. will charge a 15% tariff on imports from South Korea as part of a deal that eases, for now, tension with a top 10 trading partner and key Asian ally. The arrangement, announced shortly after Mr. Trump met with Korean officials at the White House, came during a blizzard of trade policy announcements ahead of a self-imposed August 1st deadline. That is when Mr. Trump has promised higher tariffs will kick in on U.S. imports from a range of countries. Imports from South Korea, a powerhouse exporter of computer chips, cars, and steel, faced a 25% rate. The negotiations were an early test for South Korean President Lee Jae-myung, who took office in June after a snap election. Mr. Trump said South Korea had agreed to invest $350 billion in the United States in projects selected by Trump and to purchase $100 billion in liquefied natural gas and other energy products. In world news, the Arab world has condemned Hamas, telling the group to end its rule in Gaza and hand over its weapons to the Palestinian Authority. Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and Egypt joined 14 other countries in signing a declaration at a UN conference that condemned the October 7th attacks on Israel and gave unwavering support to a two-state solution. It urged an end to Israel's ban of the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees and Their Descendants, UNRWA, while reiterating the Palestinian right of return to places in Israel they left or were expelled from surrounding the 1948 creation of the State of Israel. In the context of ending the war in Gaza, Hamas must end its rule in Gaza and hand over its weapons to the Palestinian Authority, the declaration said. The statement also condemns Israel's attacks on civilians and civilian infrastructure in Gaza. Back in the U.S., a man was charged with attempted murder on Wednesday after he burst into a building where a member of the Danville, Virginia City Council was working, doused him with flammable liquid, and set him on fire, the police said. The Danville police said in a statement that the city councilman, J. Lee Vogler, had been airlifted to a regional medical center for treatment and that it was not immediately clear how seriously he had been hurt. Mr. Vogler was awake and talking after the attack, said Andrew Brooks, the owner of the publishing company of which Mr. Vogler is the managing partner. The suspect is facing charges of aggravated malicious wounding, which is punishable by life in prison, and attempted first-degree murder, which is punishable by up to 10 years in prison, according to Mark Hicks, the deputy Commonwealth's attorney for Danville. And energy drinks that mistakenly contain vodka are being recalled in half a dozen states. High Noon is recalling 2 production lots of High Noon Beach variety packs because some packs include cans containing a vodka that were mislabeled as Celsius Astro Vibe energy drink. The cans contain vodka seltzer and were mislabeled as sparkling blue Raz flavored Celsius Astro Vibe energy drinks. The packs were distributed to retailers in Florida, New York, Ohio, South Carolina, Virginia, and Wisconsin. Consumption of the liquid in the cans will result in unintentional alcohol ingestion, the company said. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.